Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on.
Kicking off day number 2 here of the STPR Rally. I'm your Rally America Radio host, Jim Beaver. And man, oh man, I got to tell you, it has been one heck of a rally so far. We've only got 3 stages in and, you know, tons and tons of storylines already. David Higgins currently sitting second, few seconds out of first. We've got Travis Pastrana some ways back, 30-some plus minutes behind the leaders. Found his way into a tree yesterday, and he's going to be battling back. You've had Street Bike Tommy putting down some tremendous stage times in a B-Spec yesterday, currently sitting second in B-Spec Super Production. You got Nick Roberts with a good lead over Troy Miller thus far. Two-wheel drive, you got Cameron Steele getting the best of Ryan Millen so far in that battle that we've seen round in and round out this year at the Rally America National Championship. So lots of stories going on. Weather absolutely beautiful here in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. We're here downtown Wellsboro at the Green Park, downtown Wellsboro, and it's just a beautiful backdrop. Tons of fans coming out. Yesterday we had a lot of fans. Today, Saturday, kids out of school, and man, the fans are just packing in. Expecting packed spectator stages today, and the super specials tonight at the fairgrounds are going to be massive. So we're going to catch up with some of these drivers, find out the stories, and find out what is happening here at the STPR Rally in 2016. All right, we got Steve LaRosa here getting ready to kick off day number 2. How's everything going, Steve?
Well, it's going good. We're happy to be where we're sitting, where we're at right now, based on a few things that happened yesterday. Stage 1 went really well. You know, we ended up second in that stage. And stage 2, we blew a fuse on the fuel pump, so we stopped and changed that. And the super special, we went into limp mode like a quarter of the way in. So for everything we had happened yesterday, we're real happy to be sitting where we're at. The guys worked hard last night, got it fixed, so really looking forward to today. We've got 100 miles and change, and anything can happen. The rally really starts today, so we're looking forward to it. We got to make up a little bit of time, but we know we can do it.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Steve. Good luck today.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, we got Street Bike Tommy here getting ready to kick off day number 2 of the STPR Rally. You're ahead of Travis. Got to feel pretty good, buddy.
Yeah. I'm not sitting so far back. I feel like I'm a lot towards the front. It's weird. Geographically, my position has changed.
Yeah, you moved up about halfway through the field, it looks like. Got to feel pretty good. It's like a nice big pat on the back after your first day of rally.
I mean, no big deal or anything, really. I didn't expect anything different.
All right, going into this day, long day today, man. You guys had a couple of fun stages, but you got a grind of a day today. You know, what's the plans?
Today's going to be really, really fast. Pretty much just keep the car together, get to the end. You know, don't stress about time or anything. I've already had my fun, so I really just want to finish and put the icing on the cake.
All right, well, good luck out there, buddy. We'll catch up with you the first service.
My man.
All right, got David Higgins here getting ready to kick off day number 2, and looks like you've battled back. Got a couple seconds behind first. How's everything looking?
Yeah, it's obviously going good. Yesterday was a good clean day for us. Today's a whole new challenge, completely different type of stage today. You know, but this rally also is not just about the stage. There's lots of hidden traps on road sections, and you know, so you've got to be aware of over controls and everything else. So it's a big day ahead of us, lots of stages, and looking forward to going out there and having some fun.
All right, well, thanks a lot, David. Good luck today, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we got Nick Roberts here, day number 2, STPR Rally. You know, how's everything? You know, after day number 1,
really good. I mean, we can't complain. We're leading SP by I think a minute now, sitting with fourth on the road today, third overall. So looking forward to today. I think today's stages suit me a little bit better. With yesterday was very tight technical, suits an open car with the sequential transmission, you know, being the SP car. With the standard 6-speed, it's a little bit of a disadvantage. So today we're hoping to be able to make up a little time on Sheamus and maybe get to take second overall. We'll see
you. All right. Well, sounds like you got a good plan, and we'll catch up later.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, we got Peter Fitella here. Good to see you back at a Rally America event. I know the last time we saw you, you know, unfortunate crash there at 100 Acre, but how are you? I know a lot of fans been wondering, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. After the crash, you know, I sit home next to rallies. When it was running, I was very, very nervous in the house. You know, I watched all the, you know, the pictures, all the points, everything. And this start, I just bought the car from Gary Gill like a week ago, and we was working really, really hard to get here. But I'm all right. I still have some problems after the crash with the right arm, but I drive a little bit with the car. You know, I'm feel all right, so I think it should be good.
So, you know, how do you approach day number two? I know you've had a few problems. You just brand new car to you. You just kind of getting some miles in it and figuring things out.
Yeah, we not prepared the car too much for the event because the time was very close, and we had yesterday problems with the engine oil pressure, and was no pressure, and we blew out three turbos with our problems. And was not able to start yesterday, but we fixed it, the problem, and we're going to do just original rally just for the practice, you know, learn the car and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, thanks for catching up with us. We'll see you at the next service.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we got Cameron Steele here getting ready to kick off day number two, and you got to be feeling pretty solid with where you guys sit.
Yeah, feeling really great. I think we got a minute and a half lead over second, so that's good. Today is a day we got to finish, so I've never finished day two here. So, we want to still be in full attack mode because I know Millen's going to be nipping at our heels, and we can't just slack off and just drive. So we're going to have to be driving at a good pace, but I want to make sure I finish and get done with this rally.
You and Millen's got to be pretty exciting, man. You guys have had some pretty good shootouts so far this year.
Yeah, we've had some great ones. And then last night we got to do the super special, and we got to race side by side, and that was a lot of fun. I have to say he did get us, and so now he got some bragging rights. I mean, we're beating him in overall, but I wanted those bragging rights last night. So hopefully tonight we can get him back on the super special.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Cameron. Catch up with you later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, we got Ryan Millen. Sounds like you and Cameron Steele. I know I was just over with him a minute ago, and he says you got a little bragging rights on him. It sounds like you got a pretty fun rivalry going back and forth right now.
Yeah, we are. You know, we're having a really good time. Just sending each other little love notes on our hero cards. I'm just going to give him one with some loves and kisses. Tell him to not give any trees any kisses today. So it's fun. That's what's cool about rallying, you know. Just trying to beat him on time. You're not trying to physically, like, pass him or any of that sort of stuff. So it's really fun.
All right. Well, that being said, we got a long day today. What's the plans?
Go fast, take a lot of chances, you know. Have a more... not safe way of saying that, but I'm going to stick to that.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck out there.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We got Troy Miller here getting ready to kick off day number two. Take us through the first day and, how things going.
Good. We're a bit off Nick, but I think we're still fourth overall and second in class, so that's a good place to be. It was a rough day for us. We had a pretty tough start yesterday, but we're – SDPR typically gives me a lot of trouble on day one and then pays me back on day two. So I typically have a really good day two, and we're looking forward to that today.
Yeah, a lot of stages left today, and then capping things off with a couple of super specials. Do you push and try and take some time out? Obviously, we got a lot of stage miles, so a lot of opportunity to make up some ground.
Yeah, we're gonna do the first few stages before service, see how we're doing, look at our times, and then kind of make the call on how we want to push from there. The last stage before the super special is over 20 miles, so that'll be an interesting one. There'll be potential to make up a lot of time there or lose a lot of time if there's a mistake. So that'll be a big stage for concentration.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we got Christian Edstrom here with Subaru Rally Team USA, and I know you and Travis, had a great start to the rally, and then things got a little hairy from there. But day number two looks like the car's in good shape, and how do you approach today?
Well, I think the big thing for us is obviously Travis is focused on doing a full season in 2017. So he's only done this event four times before. So it's a good opportunity for us to go out, drive clean, really work on the notes, right? We wrote new notes yesterday, or Thursday rather. And today is obviously an opportunity to go really refine those notes. So, you know, we'll drive 9/10 and try to put in a good, you know, good stage times. But ultimately now it's about preparing for 2017. So he's got the best chance at this event next year.
Well, and I know there's been all kinds of rumors swirling. I mean, are we going to see you back in the car? Do we know yet? Or, you know, what are the plans there? Do we know?
Well, I'm always here at Travis's pleasure, right? If Travis asks, I come back. I have said I'm not really looking for a full 2017 season. So I think you'll see a new co-driver in the car, certainly for 2017 and probably for the next couple of events as well.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Christian. Good luck out there. And, you know, good catching up.
Thank you.
All right, got Alex Gelsomino here, you know, co-driving with Nick Roberts this round. And, you know, how's everything been so far? You guys got to be pretty happy sitting third overall.
Yeah, we're obviously leading the production car and third place outright. Yeah, we had a great day yesterday, and I personally really enjoy those waste management stages the organizers put up. You know, I think they're brilliant, and today we're going to different type of roads. They're going to be really fast and flowing, so let's see how it goes. But we have a good lead in Super Production. We are on the podium outright, so the plan is to stay where we are.
Well, and I know, you know, later on today, there's a very long stage, I believe 20-plus miles. You know, as a co-driver, how do you approach that? I mean, very long stage, you know, and you lose track of notes at some point in there, and it really can, you know, cause some pain there because, you know, you lose a lot of time with that many miles.
Yeah, look, it's every time the organizer puts a long stage, just like at the end of a long event, you know, I got to say well done to them because I think that stage is going to mix things up a little bit. When you look at the stage, the way it is, it's actually quite fast. So those 20 miles are going to flow pretty quickly. However, it's still going to be a big challenge. And from our side, since we're about a minute lead on the second car in Super Production, we're going to make sure to keep that type of gap, and so once we get to that long stage at the end of the day, we can perhaps take it a little easier and manage the lead.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Alex. Good luck today, and we'll catch up with you at the first service.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, we are wrapping things up here from the green downtown Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. Man, you've heard from the drivers, the co-drivers, and man, it's going to be one heck of a day. Long, grueling day coming out at these drivers. And then, you know, not only that, 20-plus mile stage to cap things off, followed by two super specials at the fairgrounds. So lots in store. Obviously, we've had some crazy storylines so far through three stages. And, you know, we've got a lot more stages coming to these drivers, and things are definitely going to shake it up. We'll be bringing you full coverage here with Rally America Radio. Get all that info at rallyamericaradio.com. We'll also be live streaming when we can. I know we'll be live from the Super Specials later on tonight. Can't promise you past that what we will be streaming, some of the outlying portions of the rally out there in Germania. Definitely a struggle for cell service and, you know, and 3G internet. So we'll bring you coverage when we can. Rally America Radio definitely will have you locked and loaded today with interviews. And don't forget, follow Rally America's social media accounts and rally-america.com for all those live timing and scoring updates as we get them here. I'm your Rally America Radio host, Jim Beaver. You can give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on Twitter and Instagram or Facebook.com/DownAndDirtyShow. Appreciate all of you for tuning in. We'll be coming at you from the first service in Germania later on today at the 2016 STPR Rally, round 5 of the 2016 Rally America National Championship.